Blessed be the meek, so they will inherit the earth.
Speak up, Mark.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. And that's not what you think of being meek, is it? I'm Mark Frost, and you think I'm probably not meek because I'm standing up here speaking. When I was a kid, I really identified with being meek. Why? Well, there was an advertising comic that was in the back of almost every comic book, Popular Mechanics, or any other magazine published for boys or men. This comic ad was for the Charles Atlas bodybuilding course. The comic panel started by showing a skinny little guy at the beach. The next panel showed a muscular bully kicking sand in the face of the skinny guy. In the rest of the story, the skinny guy decides to take the Charles Atlas bodybuilding course. He scares off the bully and impresses all the girls on the beach. The kid that I was did identify with the meek skinny guy, the before meek skinny guy. I was a meek skinny guy. That's how most of us think of as meek. Weak, not assertive, a wallflower in society. In the Beatitude of Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, Jesus said, "The meek will win out in the end." I always thought this didn't seem to fit the way the world works, but it was one of those mysteries of faith. It hit me during the Ash Wednesday service a couple of weeks ago in the reading from Matthew chapter 6. Jesus is telling us that meek is merely the opposite of being boastful, of thinking too much of ourselves, of blowing our own horn. Listen again to the verses from Matthew chapter 6. "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Here end the verses that awaken my thoughts. Jesus doesn't want us to be meek in that we should neglect to care for and protect others. Doing good for others is our strength. And if we do it for others and not to make ourselves look good, that is the meekness Jesus wants. Now, it's obvious I never took the Charles Atlas bodybuilding course. But here's my advertising pitch to you. Take the Jesus Christ meekness course. Do good things and keep them to yourself. This is a challenge for all of us. It's not easy to not seek recognition for what we do. You don't have to be skinny or weak or able to build yourself up, but change your life to be less self-centered and focus on being a good example for others without reward. Speaking of rewards, inheriting the earth seems like a big reward for something so quiet and simple. But remember, you're sharing that reward with all the rest of God's meek people. And now a meek little prayer. O Lord God, I'm only praying this out loud because Pastor Matt instructed me to end my talk with a prayer. Please help all of us here to put aside ourselves and keeping me, me, me out of our thoughts and actions. Grant that we will have the strength to be truly meek and to put service to others without personal accolades to the forefront of our thoughts and actions. Amen.